This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are in another week and an opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. It's where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries on living life by my design in Charlotte's Flow. I hope you enjoy the show. Well, happy new year, everybody. Hello, hello. Lovely to be back. A little less harried than last week's show. I had been multitasking and trying to find a pocket of time to achieve the show. And it meant it was a bit scatty and erratic, but we're back in more of a calm vibe. We've reached the new year. Last week I talked about that pocket of time, and my pocket, my bridge between New Year and Christmas this year was a little bit different, being at home in the UK. I'd been struck down with a cold at the time, and there were things happening, and there was, yeah, a bit of a frenzy, but it was a lovely little period. I did a lot of reflecting on my 2024 year, which had been a massive year, as I said before. And so that was lovely. And then now we're here. I saw the new year in with my mom, just the two of us left standing at midnight on the 31st, which was fab. Watched the amazing fireworks down in London on TV via Big Ben and on the waterfront there, and it was absolutely amazing. Sort of a little bit of a, oh, that would have been cool to be there moment, but it was cosy and warm to be sat watching them in the living room. So that was very cool. So we rang the new year in, and 2025, here we are. Now, I didn't need to get rid of 2024. It'd been a big year, but there'd been so much cool things. The top three were the big house move, the pump track build, and a new job situation for me. So, yeah, pretty much all encompassing those big things of life. But what will 2025 bring? I'm still doing a lot of pondering in that space. I'd been thinking forward, but not too much. And a bit like last year, which I know I talked a lot about when I was walking on Foxton Beach at the end of 2023, heading into 2024, and I was thinking, nothing's leaping out as things that I want to sort of put in. So let's see what happens, and then look how that panned out. But for me, looking forward so far into what 2025 will bring and what I'm hoping to take from it, three things is always a goodie, and I have written down healthy me, so continuing my gym journey, swimming and walking, and I really want to build on what I started in 2024 with going to active fitness and seeing what that's doing for me, health wise and strength wise, and how it makes me feel. So sort of building on that, definitely making conscious and good choices around the healthy Charlotte. And yeah, being very mindful of that, sort of having it as a something that's a priority. And then I put life admin, a few things to sort. It was funny, not this trip, but the trip before in the UK, my family and I sat down and had a conversation. We called it the death chat, about the eventuality of when life changes and what that needs to look like and what we need to be aware of and things to be organised. And mom and dad had some homework to achieve, and this holiday we've been able to do the, dad's done the homework, and there were some forms to fill in and sign and things like that. So that was really good. You know, the chat had started action, and those actions have been implemented. But what it made me realise was that I had some life admin stuff to do as well. So I have talked and talked and talked about writing a will since I had my son, and he just clocked his 9th birthday, so I'm going to achieve that this year. I always have a focus, as you know, through my conversations with my friend Ali, of having a money focus and being getting, but I really want to nail some things that keep circling around, you know, that niggly debt that keeps cropping up. So really nail some things on that front this year. And it will be another change in the job space for me this year, with it will be an evolving beast. So that's going to be interesting, and I'm excited about what that will bring. But the big thing that I'm excited about 2025 is the ability to start getting stuck in, really stuck in, to my 50 before 50 list. So I received it, obviously, last February. So we'll be fast approaching, because I'll be on the countdown to my birthday. So we'll be fast approaching hitting 48. And so this year I really want to nail some of my 50 before 50 list. And I've been going through my list. I have my list with me, like it lives in a notebook that's with me quite a lot. And so spent some time looking at the ones, got little markers against the ones I'm hoping to achieve. And there's about 15 I'd like to definitely knock off this year. Because I think that gives me also, because I've given myself a 3-year lead in, it will set the pace of what will come to follow. So, but yeah, some good ones. Definitely one that will get ticked off quite quickly, I think, because I did receive notification of my citizenship. So my ceremony will be coming up, and I have to learn the national anthem in Tereo, so that's one I can tick off, I think, quite quickly. There's a few that I'm hoping to achieve while my sister's in New Zealand, because the other cool thing about 2025, my sister and her family are following us back to New Zealand, and so we'll be starting the first quarter of the year with my family around me still, which is really exciting. And so lots of summer, there's a whole sort of section of summer to be enjoyed with my family around, and some very cool things happening, and definitely a couple of these I'm hoping to achieve. My friends had put on my list, cook us a meal with the ingredients we supply, and so I'm hoping to achieve that while my sister's there and have a really good girly dinner party where I achieve a challenge, which will be lots of fun. I'm hoping to catch up with my two beautiful friends Bella and Chelsea sometime in the year to achieve the travel to a new place in New Zealand, so another adventure in the future. Definitely a big one for me this year will be to start the journey of learning my brass instrument. I've chosen the trombone as my instrument of choice. I have found a teacher who's willing to teach me, and I know that my lessons will start midway through the year. So that will be a goodie. Hoping to maybe score my goal in FIFA with Finn. So he got a dual control thing for his birthday, and so I'm hoping now, because we can do it together, that we can work on that one, tick that off. I'm hoping that I will get to achieve my live program at RFM this year, so that will be a fun one to tick off, and I'm excited about that one. Staying in a treehouse would be a fun one to do this year, I think. And there's a little bit of me that is thinking that maybe we might achieve one of those beautiful moments of winter sunshine holidays this year. It had been one of the goals of me working a specific job for a year's contract and saving to achieve that as being the ultimate final treat from saving from that. So we might be able to do that. And then there's some quite strategic list items that we might be able to tick off if we do manage to achieve some winter sunshine. But yeah, 50 before 50 challenge. I'm so excited about getting stuck into that, and what the challenge is, the planning plus the achieving, and what that brings and what it can spark. I know that that will be something that brings a lot of joy for me in 2025. And yeah, let's have a wee moment to pause there and bring a first tune for 2025 in. Enjoy.
what you're rushing for. We were just getting close, painting the perfect scene.
Excited about my sister and her family heading over to New Zealand to join us, and I'm hoping, because we didn't quite achieve Christmas shows together because of timing and all of the things and the busyness of preparations for Christmas wasn't quite conducive, but I'm hoping that maybe we can do some shows together and maybe have some conversations with some other people, which will be fun. But summer fun, it was interesting when we were planning the trip, and a bit like the 50-50 challenge, what it enables me to do, which is something I absolutely love, is the planning. I think the planning into anything, be it a holiday, be it a challenge, be it a catch up, a dinner party, a weekend away, or just any of the planning of life, when it's something to look forward to, is always a joy. And so when you've got visitors, it's a great opportunity to dump down all the ideas of how you can be a tourist in your own place, which I always love. And so this gave me the opportunity, and you sit thinking, oh, what are those things that you want to show off? What are the beautiful things that are local? Because that's what's the joy one of being at home, which I really felt this time. And I feel all the time now, I think, as I get older, is the appreciation for what's on in your backyard and what's really close. And there's an abundance of things to be done across the Britain. But being at home, there's so much. I live where I'm from in Shropshire. There's just so many opportunities for adventures and walking and history and different things like that just on the doorstep. And I think having the opportunity to enjoy that in my UK place of belonging definitely has been an absolute joy, and definitely for somebody that's clocked so long now in New Zealand, and the things I've been learning about in the last year. When I got home this time, I had this real sense of it being so right from a Christmas level, but also sense of belonging. And I understood how, you know, I can be living on the other side of the world, and I will do for many years to come, I know, but an intrinsic place of where I belong is Shropshire. And having learnt a bit about my puppy heart over the last year, it definitely clicked into place of this is my place, this is where I belong. I have a shared sense of being part of this place, which I really found beautiful. And so now, and planning all the adventures around that while I was there was so much fun, and exploring the little bits. We don't never do a lot at Christmas, but it was nice to explore the little bits around and share that with Finn. But now I get the chance to show all the beautiful things that we have on our doorstep in New Zealand and in our, my other home, to my sister visiting, which, and she hasn't been there for a while, and so that's really exciting. And definitely since she last came, we've settled so much more in the Wairarapa and got to know it so much better. So having all the beautiful summer events and summer places to enjoy, the parks, the coast, the forest, there's all the different things that are on, the festivals, events. And then it was, what else can we do that maybe is a bit further afield that the children would love for summer? And one of the things on the list, which I've never done before, but I think will be something to do, is head up to Hawke's Bay to Splash Planet. So that will be a fun adventure. And this is all hoping that the summer kicks in, because I know it's been a bit turbulent while we've been over in the UK and had some really lovely weather. It's been a bit all over the place, so yeah, but definitely enjoying all of the local parks and reserves. The pump track is obviously going to be a focus for the kids, and the pools. And then we've got things like the wine festivals and harvest festivals and the Marlborough fairs that will be on, all of those quintessential summer activities. It's just going to be so much fun. And then even just walking up the hill by the house and having a picnic, those are the things I'm really looking forward to. So it's going to be cool to share on here the magic of a bit of a magic lineup of the Wairarapa while Liz is here. And so that's been exciting. But like I say, having these things to look forward to and somebody to share them with is such a cool thing and something I love, and I think most people love the planning of things like this. So wondering what you guys have got planned for your 2025. What thoughts have you been putting into, what's your top areas of focus for 2025? What challenges have you given yourself? What things would you like to achieve? Have you been given yourself any time to ponder all of these things? That blank diary waiting for some things to be injected in it. I always know having the things scattered through the year to look forward to is so important for me, to have those little things to pivot, because everyday life can be just a bit of a humdrum sometimes, but to have the things to look forward to. And so yeah, I am very excited to be thinking about a healthy version of Charlotte and lots of 50 before 50 challenge fun to be had, both by myself, with my family and with my friends. And so yeah, I hope you've had some time to ponder, some time to think about the things that you want to inject in, or if this show has given you some inspiration, because it is just the start, 12 whole months to look forward to. I'm going to close the show with a poem that my beautiful friend sent to me at the end of the year, and then we'll finish off with another little piece of music, because it feels like yeah, something to inspire going forward with some tunes. So here's a beautiful poem that Chelsea sent to me, which I just thought was beautiful and feels right for this point in the year. A bit more of a reflective piece to look back, but also in that invitation to think, be thinking about what you want to challenge yourself to and what you want to be achieving. I think it's a beautiful one to think how in 1 year's time this will play out. So here's a beautiful poem and a fun piece of music, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. And a year later, she looked back with so much peace in her heart. Her heart, once weighed down by the past, now danced with gratitude for the present, a melody of joy echoing through her every step. Beautiful. Enjoy this piece of music.
I'm not a big fan of rain, but I know that we need it to see rainbows. And clouds are not my friends, but they paint the sky with colors when the sun goes down. I know the sun is up there shining hard as can to break gray. And it looks like it work, cause up there's just a picture perfect day.
As always, to RFM for hosting the show. Speak soon.